What's going on, everybody? Scuba Steve here, and I'm just wondering, are y'all subscribed to the Patreon? If not, what are you waiting for? We upload about 3 to 4 episodes a week on our Patreon, and we got a whole bunch of content that you guys are missing out on, man. So make sure you guys go to the link tree on our bios, on our Twitter, and on our Instagram, and you can find all of our stuff that will lead you to our Patreon and to our merch store. Go get you some socks, t-shirts, something. Yeah, man. Gotta go get some gear. But let's get the show started.
Either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Welcome to another episode of Inside the Mind of a Blurred. I am your host, Scuba Steve, and I'm here with my niggas. Bo done did it. Bo.
What's up? It's Bo. Bo done did it. And I'm just here to, listen to three niggas in here who had a blast at MumbleCon.
Not the hard ER.
Niggers.
Hello?
I'm also here to have some fun, gain charming the conversation and pretend that I was there, have big reactions to that review, But I'm here, so that's all that matters.
Thanks. Rob J.
Yo, it's your boy Rob J, aka the Breakfast Food Bandit, the English Dub Enthusiast, the Waffle House Warrior, the Croc Hashira, I'm here. I have a whole bunch of names, but I'm here to talk about the great weekend that we had this past weekend and in Atlanta at MomoCon. It was a great time and just ready to talk about it.
Yes, sir. And after a hiatus, we got Johnny Too Hotty back in the cut.
Here.
Oh, here it goes. What's up, y'all? Live and direct from the gym. Good old gym time. Shout out to the trainer, Eric. It's your boy, Jay, a.k.a. Baby Trey, a.k.a. the Fresh Toast Bandit, also known as Bobby Jr., because I'm really in these games. Y'all can hear the deep breath breathing and shit, but...
Baki Jr. Love it. I like it.
Good to be back on it, Mom. You know what I'm saying? I miss the fans and miss the game. I've been heavy on the turning arc. You know. But
yes, sir.
Glad to be home. You know what I'm saying? Talk about MomoCon. Niggas came down to the hometown. It was a great time. Let's get into it.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the family. All us that's been working out. And then the people that even not even a part of the circle, I know y'all working out too and getting y'all shit in as well.
Samesies. Because I'm about to lock in because I was looking at some pictures that was posted of myself and I was like, yo, I'm looking crazy. So yeah, I'm about to lock in for real.
What's up, bro? We still got time. I'm on moonshine right now, so.
And he just says this so casually.
Not gonna lie to you.
Oh my God.
I'm on my second cup of moonshine. So by the end of this pod, I might be sounding a little funny. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna get no more though. I promise.
Bo, what is wrong with this man, bro?
He's your friend.
Wow, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow. The original Inbound member said it's your friend.
Right, that's right. Wow.
That's why you didn't get to go to MomoCon.
it's last week. I couldn't even go anywhere. I ain't gonna buy a plane ticket out of nowhere.
But this episode is a MomoCon review where we're gonna discuss all the shit that went down or from our perspective of MomoCon,
And then we are going to kind of talk about what we are excited for DreamCon and stuff like that. So, starting off the episode, me and Rob got there on Friday at about, I got there at Friday at 3:30.
Yeah, I got there at 2:30. A nigga had to get on that Greyhound bus because I didn't want to pay no money for that plane ticket. So I'm like, you know what? I'm about to just take the bus. And I think it only took me like 4 hours.
4 hours, and right?
Then, yeah.
That's not too bad.
The ride was not that bad. I'm not going to lie. It was cool. But, hey, as long as I got there, that was the only important thing.
Hey, look, shit. I took a little 2-hour Spirit flight. I know what you're thinking, guys.
Yeah, Spirit. Yeah, you already know folks from the city.
But for me, it wasn't that bad. Like, it just felt like we went up in the air and we came down. It was the same thing as every other flight to me. I don't know what y'all be seeing. The difference in
flight? Was there any like drama or any fighting or anything like that?
No. Okay, but on the way home, though. Let me use the proper term. Indian American couple had a son that was 9 years old, and that nigga was bad as fuck.
He was causing hell, bro.
Bro, he was crying he was screaming and whining and crying on the plane like he was a toddler, bro. But he was like 9 or 10, bro. Yeah, he was older. Yeah. Like, it was like, no, you need to stop. And he was, man, and he was
wasn't trying to hear none of that shit.
Bro, I was like, bro, whoop him. Like, yeah. That's the only thing you can do, beat him. Because he's acting a fool, and he acted a fool for the entire 2 hours.
The whole flight, bro?
Bro, entire 2 hours.
Fuck flight. Them kids.
But other than that, like, the flight was normal to me. It didn't bother me at all. I think any flight, it just don't feel like anything to me because I was doing the 16 and 18-hour flights. Flight, them hoes be like 2 hours. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. So they don't bother me. So I don't think I had the same experiences as everybody else.
Yeah.
I just feel like we went up in the air and we went back, like, to be real. But yeah, got there. My nigga Barry picked me up from the airport. Shout out to Barry. Picked me up from the airport. We met at the Airbnb. Everybody picked it. Niggas was saying that shit was like Anne Frank. We was living like Anne Frank.
Dog. Shout out to Soul, bro, on Twitter, bro. So this nigga said, it's giving Anne Frank. I was like, bro, I'm not going to lie, but I'm not going to hold you. That shit was pretty nice, though. Like, shout out to Jay.
Bro.
That shit was nice as hell, bro.
It was, bro. That shit was fun.
Bro, I was walking in there. I was like, yo, there's an upstairs. This shit is nice. The whole kitchen area was cool. I was like, okay, fancy.
I try to make sure niggas was safe, bro. We was on the west side of Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, let me make sure the folks safe in a good place, you feel me? And I'm glad we were.
For sure. Yeah. Like, I didn't have no problems at all with anything. And, like, the crazy thing is, like, Steve, you said this on, I think, either Saturday or Sunday. Bro, we wasn't even there for 48 hours.
We wasn't, bro.
Wasn't even there for 48 hours, which is to think about.
Yeah, once you think about it, you're like, bro, we wasn't even really there for 2 days. I got there Friday at 3:30. I was back in the air Sunday at 2 o'clock. So we wasn't even there
I got there on Friday at 2:30 p.m. and I was back on the bus on Sunday at 11.
That's crazy, bro. Like, to not even be there for 2 days, like, everything was so fast paced. And bro, I think that's what made it so fun. Everything was kind of fast paced.
Facts, bro. I swear it feels like everything just went by so fast. Like, Sunday was here like in a blink of an eye. I was like, God damn, this was really fast. But like I said, bro, the shit was really fun just seeing all of the homies from Twitter. Yeah, from Twitter too. Man, it was just such a good ass time, bro. It was really good.
Hell yeah. So
meeting folks for the first time in real life is like really crazy. Shout out to Truck.
Shout out to Truck Coon, bro. That nigga's built like a fucking a linebacker. I wouldn't expect that nigga to be there.
That boy played for the Baltimore Ravens when Ray Lewis won it.
Dead ass,
bro. When that nigga dapped me up and he Yankee win, that nigga almost ripped my fucking shoulder out of place.
Out my ass too, bro. I was like, hell no,
bro. I was like, God damn, this nigga is big. Pause.
I felt like Cat Williams. He's like, nigga, like the Matrix. I was like, that shit was wow, bro. That nigga rips you in. Like, shout out the Truck though. He got an incredible picture of one of the most famous It My
one of
ever. One this of. Nigga Johnny Two Hottie. Was signing autograph. I'm gonna mute Rob.
What, you can't mute me because I got you can't mute me no more, motherfucker.
Johnny, this nigga Jay was signing autographs at the con. Like
nigga, don't start because you was definitely signing autographs too much.
Steve, Steve, if you're listening to this, go on Twitter. You probably didn't already seen it anyway.
No, you Scuba haven't.
Steve because it's live not, in the yeah. flesh. Signing Jay autographs. It. I was like, wow, you niggas is famous.
Wait, we were doing a whole count of people coming up to being like, oh, you Jay from Twitter, you Scuba Steve.
Bro, you signed this, your signature in a book.
It was a fucking, it was like a yearbook. Like this shit was like, bro,
he wanted your autograph, bro.
One day, Jay Rob had what six people come up to him? It was like, "Are you Jay, Rob Jay? On, Robert, Rob?" They was all coming up to super Rob. Cap. Bro,
hey, bro, some joke could be funnier than the truth, bro. We had to flex off of us.
You said what?
I said sometimes the joke be funnier than the truth. We had to flex off of us.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And all jokes aside, like I understand like my popularity, but at the same time, it's like to catch me signing an autograph, jokingly though, right? It's really insane. And I know I'm about to get clowned at Dreamtime for this shit.
Oh yeah.
They're about to come to me, bro.
Y'all niggas like, about to get trolled at DreamCon. You and Steve. Yeah,
we took, bro. We're clapping.
It's over with for you niggas.
Bro, shout out to Tyler from Mobcast. That nigga said, nigga, you don't know how to hold a pen? The way I was so signing, I guess the way I write is weird to niggas.
Bro, yeah, that shit. This nigga held the pen.
You know what's funny? I got the fist
and was writing like this.
No, wait.
He said, wait.
Delete that footage, Jay.
No, bro.
I want to see the video. I want to see this video.
Absolutely not, bro.
I'll never delete it, bro.
This nigga Steve had a fucking pen and was he held the pen like this and was writing like this.
Bro,
like you're a fucking barbarian.
I write with I put it in between my two. And I put my thumb in there, and that's how I write, bro.
Video like, version. Subscribe to the YouTube.
Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube for you niggas that didn't. You just gonna have to imagine it. But it's not what Rob is saying. I'm not, that nigga making it seem like it's worse than what it is. It's not that bad.
Funny as hell.
I was about to say, so what was some of y'all favorite moments from the con? Let's start there.
I'm gonna say my favorite moment would probably be doing Shogo High in person with Jay. Like that shit was really dope. Like we actually, it was just me and him. We were able to do the pod. Excuse me, and it was just dope as hell. Like you know, I said this on Twitter too. Like it's cool, you know, to do pods over Discord, Zoom, and like things like that, but it just hits different when you're sitting directly across the motherfucker and you're talking to him. You're like seeing their fucking facial expressions and like the certain jokes and stuff like that. It was just so much better. It was hilarious, bro, doing that shit.
Rob caught me red-handed recording this. Y'all had to listen to the Sugar High episode, but
for sure, yeah.
Recording like was giving me a little bit too much for my workout. And Rob was like, this nigga blushing like a motherfucker.
Nigga was cheesing like a bitch, boy. Wow.
I was cheesing like Chuck E. Cheese, my nigga. I was
oh gosh, that shit was funny as bro. But yeah, bro, like that was. I was gonna say, yeah, just doing like the podcast like in person. Like, I think if you do a podcast, I think at least one time or two times you should be able to like do it in person with the people that you do it with. At least once. At least once. Like, do it in person, because that shit was just different, bro. It was so dope. It was really amazing to do. So,
it's possible it could happen at DreamCon. You know, we got to
for sure. So. But that's definitely gonna be one of my like favorite moments of the whole weekend, bro.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I know. When me, Bo, and Cam hosted the panel, that shit was like a completely different experience than what we kind of do here. We were just doing those different like things or whatever. So I mean, it's a panel and. I mean, it feels like a pod, you know what I'm saying?
We're still doing the same fucking thing.
But yeah, man, that's a whole different like vibe experience, and then getting the crowd interactions and stuff like that. That shit is like completely different, bro. So I definitely fucks with that. Jay, what was your favorite moment for Momo?
Man, I'll be real. It's actually kind of crazy because I don't think Rob already said it. Podding in front of Rob is a different experience. So that's something I'll never ever forget. Like, I had dreams about that shit like a year ago, about actually podcasting in front of the people that I do a podcast with. I didn't know that Rob was gonna be the person manifesting himself like he just did from Rocket Academia, but you know, it's the first step of the greatest stuff in the world to me. And like,
yeah,
being able to pod in front of people, I see why Joe do it in person. I see why a lot of pods do it in person, like, but at the same time, I do understand that for us, we're some of the pioneers, including ItMob, where we do it on the internet. People wouldn't think that, you know, 5-6 years ago that you'd be able to podcast over the internet.
Facts.
And we're doing it. Facts. You know what I'm saying? So, but doing it in person changes everything. So, yeah, it's one of the biggest things I've ever experienced, and one of the best things I've ever experienced. Also, on top of that, the organization of Momo Con, like, this is my second year in a row where I've been impressed with organization and just like the space. Like the Georgia World Congress Center, for those who don't know, this is famous for Bishop T.D. Jakes, shout out to Texas. He does his Women's Thou Art Loose conferences here. So like four levels of pure nerdom, you know, gaming, animation, anime, cartoons, whatever, nerdom, pop culture. Plus the hotel, plus the CNN Center, it's a lot of space. It's the biggest time in Georgia. I had the time of my life. I was with friends. And on top of that, we have press passes. You know what I'm saying?
Big fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
doing press, yeah.
Like, that was fun. Like, having a full, like, I just got that camera, testing it out. Quality is on top notch. You know, very doing stuff like that is the best thing. Bro, doing it with y'all, honestly, seeing y'all and doing it with y'all was the highlight. You know, potting in front of Rob, but also, you know, the fish fry, man. Shout out to Gojo, goddamn, the fish fry.
Shout out to
Great Value Gojo on Twitter, bro. That nigga dropped 81 points the whole weekend.
That nigga was cooking,
bro. That fish was so fucking great, bro.
Exactly, it was so good. Bro. Like, the boy can fry. You know what I'm saying? And then when AWA comes, he said he's flying again. So,
if you
try
to go to AWA, we'll be there.
Bro, I'm pulling up that shit.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bo. You know we are.
Bo, AWA is in October.
Oh, you said Bo, yeah.
It's in October.
October.
The last weekend in October, I think. Right, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Or Steve? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the last week in October. It's the weekend before Halloween. So it's Tuesday, the 31st. It'll be that Thursday through Sunday. Yep.
I should have no PTO saved up by then. So
Bro. You can start saving now because that shit's gonna be a movie, bro. That shit's gonna be fun. Facts, so, Scooby Steve, what about you, bro?
I'm not going to lie. My favorite part of the weekend, low key, and I wish we did it more, but I mean, everything was moving so fast paced, was being at the being black and nerdy in the anime community panel that we went to.
The panel, okay.
Yeah,
panel was so dope, bro.
It really was, bro. And one, Jay pointed it out first. That nigga sounded like the nigga on the panel sounded like Mike. The nigga sounded identical to fucking Mike, bro.
I thought it was Mike. I'm about to go, hold on, G.
Bro, niggas sounded identical to fucking Mike was number one. But then number two, like, the fucking panel just itself was just like, everything that we probably have all kind of heard or dealt with in our childhood, just knowing that, like, everybody kind of, like, had those same moments and, like, those same interactions and dealings and stuff like that, and to have a conversation in a room full of that was just like, that shit was like really special, bro, like on some real shit. And it's like, that's the whole reason why people found like-minded people on Annie Twitter and things like that, because it was like, bro, you kind of feel what I'm going through. Like, yeah, there are still, like, even to this day, like, you know what I'm saying, on Annie Twitter, there are still quote-unquote the cool anime watchers and the more nerdy anime watchers, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, we still kind of like all had that same shit when it came to regular fucking hood niggas and shit like that. They all felt like you was weird. Regardless of if you was the cool anime watching ass nigga, you still was quote unquote weird, quote unquote, for watching that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that where how people felt that way. So you had to deal with those type of people. So to be in a room full of those people that all had to deal with some of the same shit we had to deal with growing up was like amazing. Knowing that, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody was kind of like, yo, like, what? And then like the conversations that they had around it when the ask the crowd kind of shit came around, where they was kind of like asking, like, oh, yo, what do you feel like anime is doing good for black people as far as like in the animations and stuff like that. So I thought that was really dope. And then
was that the being an otaku, an old otaku, the 30 year old question?
But he was like talking about he pushing 40 and was like, you know what I'm saying, what's the thing that y'all kind of deal with, you know, pushing basically 40 years old and, you know, people saying you're too old to be watching anime. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he was all like, what's some of the stuff you do? And he was all like, one of the dudes, the dude on the panel, he was like, shit, I mean, I can't be too old for watching anime when the niggas that's creating the anime is probably older than I am.
Much older, yeah.
He was all like, old as fuck. Yeah, so he was like, so I can't be too old. So that was really, really dope.
Yeah.
Meeting Benny in person for the first time was real dope. That nigga had the funniest fucking line of the fucking
put her movie. There, pal.
Bro, the nigga said, are you J. Lee Trey? And the dude was like, in the flesh, buddy. Put her there, pal. Bro, that shit had tears, bro. Shout out to Benny.
Big shout out to Benny.
Y'all know Benny got a blog, bro? I just found out today. He got a whole blog. He wrote out his experience and Momokan also being a sassy black man. Really good stuff. Really good content. Shout out to the sassy gang, because I'm nigga. You know what I'm saying?
The sassy gang.
What's crazy, and I didn't even know, me and Johnny got labeled as the famous niggas. And I just found out pre-recording today, Benny has a TikTok with 90,000 people.
Yeah, bro.
There's no way he got away with murder. He got away with murder all weekend.
No. Hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all ain't seen this part. Keats walked up to him. Him and Keats know each other. YouTube.
Oh. Just I don't like even know who that is.
Keats is a...
Strange Keats.
No, not Strange Keats.
Keats did it. What is his name?
Nigga that be making the planets thing and... Netflix versus.
He's from here, bro.
So he live here.
Really?
I know Keith already, but when I seen him in beating interact, I said, y'all know each other? He was like, yeah, bro. And like Keith's like, bro, this nigga's funny, bro. He got great takes about One Piece. I was like, wow, that's sick. And Benny be going crazy on TikTok, bro.
I didn't know he had fucking 90,000 niggas on that.
And bro,
to me, as much as I was like, "Oh, y'all famous and shit like that," bro,
he had the nerve. Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, like, I knew like on TikTok he had like a super large following or whatever. But yeah, I didn't know that nigga had like 95,000 people. That was fun. This nigga had the nerve to call everybody else famous. He got almost
100,000
people on TikTok.
Let me pull it up, bro, because this nigga has 95,000. 95.3 on TikTok, bro. Like,
and nigga, he had the nerve to be calling us famous.
Bro, I would have gave that nigga the big bed. Nigga. Like, 95,000, nigga, what? Honestly. But yeah, bro, like that was like my favorite moments of that shit, bro. I also talked to a fellow indie comic writer.
Oh yeah, talk about it, bro. Talk about that. Talk about it.
So I picked up all his issues of his comic. It was called Sidekick for Hire. It was only 5 issues. And he was like, you know, he was kind of telling me, yo, you need to do smaller comics first and then do bigger, you know, issues and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna follow that advice. Like, I have a story to tell and I'm gonna stick to my gun. But like, you know what I'm saying? He just was giving tips and stuff like that. I got his information. Yeah. And Sidekick for Hires was actually really fire. It was a really good
five issues. So you finished all five issues?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was actually pretty fire, bro. The first episode give you a nice little cliffhanger and it give you like that little, he kind of like has like this fight within himself. I won't, you know, go
too deep into it.
But he has a fight within himself, and it's pretty good, bro. It's a really good comic series, bro.
Nice, so nice.
I just feel like 5 issues. After reading it, I was like, bro, he has a lot more story to tell, and you can tell. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I get it. Like, as an indie comic and a smaller writer, you want to just do something short and sweet and get it out there. But he clearly has a lot more to tell with that story. And I just don't see a reason to just give, you know, make it shorter. But I think that was dope. Let's have a conversation and chopping up with him. I actually hit him up on Twitter. We talked a little bit on Twitter today. All right. And then, you know, I'm going to try to get him on for an interview. That would be interesting as well.
Dope.
Yeah. That was definitely another thing that I like. I always, whenever we go to a con, I just, you know, gravitate to one indie comic and then I buy whatever, like the whole stack or whatever they got. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I do.
Another, I was going to say, like, another thing that I like, this is my second con ever. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really be going to cons like that. I went to DreamCon last year. That was my first con. And yo, this shit was huge, bro. Like, I like how spacious it was. I never felt like, you know, it just felt real spacious. And I thought that was really dope. Seeing all of the crazy cosplay, bro, people are creative as fuck. I seen some amazing cosplays. Like, people are super creative. And I'm sure, like, Steve, Jay, and Bo, like, y'all have seen, like, all types of cosplays and stuff. But, like, for me, like I said, this is only my second con. And just seeing, like, everybody come up with these insane, crazy ideas for these cosplays, and they pulled this shit the fuck off. It looked really, really incredible. So, because, it was definitely more people there than DreamCon, right? Mm-hmm. For sure.
The official count was 69,000
and
change. That's
the official count. God damn, bro. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I never felt crowded, like, at all. Like, it was so, like, spacious. You could, like, get from point A to point B with ease. It was nice. So yeah, that's probably that's another thing that I really love. Like just seeing all of the super dope cosplays. Yo, shout out fucking Dana for that Ha Ha Puffy AmiYumi cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the
Dana and Shay. By the way, y'all need to say that. Her name is Shay. I was like, that's Shay. And y'all was like, nigga, that's not Shay. And I was like, oh.
That was a different
Shay than I think what y'all were talking about. I think y'all were talking about Senpai Shay. But it was a different Shay. And I was like, oh, I think that's Shay. And y'all,
I don't be knowing nobody like that.
That nigga Jay was like, nigga, that ain't Shay. You better not go over there.
I thought that was Senpai Shay, but it was Shay Boogie the whole time.
Yeah. Shay Boogie, My bad,
bro. You definitely listen to this file. I do apologize. I know exactly who you are, for sure. It's just the fact that, like, I'm thinking Senpai Shay. I'm like, oh, shit, wait a minute.
Bro, when I tell you.
I was about to speak, I was like, oh, I know you from the Itmai page. And then I was like, oh, that's not Shay. Oh, shit. And I fell back. I was like, that'll be embarrassing as fuck.
bro, that fucking Ha Ha Puffy AmiYumi cosplay was probably my favorite cosplay of the whole weekend, to be honest. That shit was super dope.
Them niggas went viral this weekend.
Oh yeah,
they did. Like,
yeah. Hey, you know what's surprising? I seen no My Hero cosplay all weekend. Not one.
Really? I saw a ton of.
I saw Raven Head.
Oh, okay. Well, I did see something of it. The bird, the shadow nigga.
Oh yeah, shit was clean.
Tokiyami.
Yeah, but like usually with My Hero, you see a Deku. Or a Bakugo or something.
Bro, Jay.
I seen everybody else.
Jay, Steve, I barely saw any Mirko cosplays. I seen like probably like that's two the whole weekend.
Yeah, I
was fact. Shocked at that. I was like, wow. Like
most of the time, they like, everywhere.
They everywhere, bro. I swear to God.
It'd actually be crazy because it'd be like, bro, there's other things to cosplay.
There's other characters, Mirko.
Mirko,
yeah. Oh. It's always Mirko, yeah. But yeah, bro, I think I probably only seen like two the whole weekend.
So what's the best cosplay you ever seen?
Like in my life?
In your life. You know what I'm saying? or like what's the most...
What's the best one I ever seen in my life?
Maybe not the best. What's the most unique? Because
some of
the ones that be the best, they still be common as fuck. So what's the most like unique?
The main character from Overlord, I seen the full suit at AWA last year.
Ainzo Goon.
That's fire,
bro. And he was massive too. Like Paul, and he was like super tall. Hey, y'all ain't about to get me, boy. he was like, he was super tall, bro. I'm like, God damn, motherfucker, like goddamn mountain in this bitch. What's going on?
Well, we hear from Bo. Bo, what's the best cosplay you've ever seen, bro?
Me? I have to say, so for all you Overwatch fans, basically. Reinhardt. Basically, this dude had like a whole ass bit of Reinhardt. It's like, so you think he's like this big ass person in his costume, but no, it's a small ass person just wearing his big ass outfit. Now, basically, taller than me, walking in Reinhardt's outfit. I'm like,
he said taller than me, and like, yeah,
taller, but both 6'9".
Yeah. I was gonna say for those who don't know, bro, Bo's tall as fuck. He's like 6'12".
Yeah, Bo is real life 7'4". And so like
I ain't that tall, man.
Stop it, bro.
Nah, that nigga is 6'9".
let me see. The best cosplay I think I've ever seen. I've seen it on Instagram. It was Deku Black. You remember
that one I saw at DreamCon.
Yeah,
I took a picture of it.
Oh, that shit, bro. He had that shit to a T, bro. That shit went super viral too,
bro. Yeah, that was the thing. He hit me up. He didn't hit me up and say it, but he said on his Twitter thing.
Oh like, yeah, that did happen.
He said I done posted my cosplay 3 times, and he was all like, "This nigga posted and it went viral." that shit went crazy.
Deku Black cosplay was like perfect. And for those who don't know what that is, that's him from season 6, and that's when he like left the school and stuff like that. But bro, that shit looked incredible. Like, that shit was probably, So I'll probably say, yeah, that's definitely the best cosplay I've ever seen.
Shout out to him.
What about you, bro?
So I like creative group cosplays. So one, I seen this dude, he had on a Shredder from Ninja Turtles. But he had like six kids, and all of the kids was wearing Foot Clan outfits. That shit was so fire. That shit was so fire.
That's fire.
I was like, that shit is fire. And then the niggas that was in the Kids Next Door group cosplay at DreamCon last year, them niggas was fire.
Bro, that shit was hard, bro. That shit, I ain't gonna lie. That shit like, went crazy.
Yeah, you know it's crazy for real.
I like group cosplays. Like, that shit is fire, bro. So, like, those are the two of the most, like, creative. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, best, it probably would be that fucking Deku-ass nigga. Like, that shit was, like, one of the best I've ever seen. But, like, I like creative shit and, like, something different. And that was, like, the dude, he had, like, six kids, bro. And all of them had, like, one kid was in a stroller, had a Foot Clan outfit on. And yeah, like, bro, I was like, that shit is fire. I was like, that's fire. I'm not gonna
lie. That's a fact, bro.
Those are my best ones.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm just
the best cosplay I've seen at MomoCon. I think it's a tie between Dana and
Shay.
Dude, I seen.
Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. Yes, it's a three-way tie. So Blackbeard, Dana, and the three dudes that cosplay Kokoshibo from Demon Slayer. That shit was good.
That shit was fire. Bro, and then, old girl was like, that shit was like a perfect moment. Old girl was standing on the fountain with a One Punch Man.
Saitama. She was Saitama,
bro. And the wind fucking, was blowing.
The wind was blowing.
That shit was
her cape was so flying fire. Like perfectly, bro. And she was just standing there. That shit was gas. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was gas.
Was too fire. I was like, okay, that's fire. Like, ooh, even if
that in that Jean Grey.
Bro, that Jean Grey was fire.
That Jean Grey went crazy.
That Jean Grey,
that shit was gas.
Yeah. But like, for the most part, like, I really, and that's what I be trying to do when I do cosplays. I try to do stuff that I haven't seen a whole lot of people do. So I try to definitely be really different with my cosplays whenever I do them. That's why I did Corazon, because I had never seen nobody do Corazon before. I always see Dofus, but I've never seen his brother, Corazon. So I was like, I'll do that one and stuff like that. But I didn't really think that shit through because it was DreamCon and I was a fucking mink. Like, that shit was insane.
I'm with you, Steve. I'm thinking about this, and this might be an announcement. I don't know. I'm thinking about doing Gambit at DreamCon. I'm thinking about
Gambit would be fire. But you don't have to.
Nobody.
You don't have to work to find that shit, and then that fucking big brown trench coat.
Bro, you're gonna be hot.
So I already found the cosplay. The contact is gonna be the issue for me. Find the black contact. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a fire ass complex. Gambit is like one of the
I might say it for AWA, bro.
That might be better. Because it'll be October.
True.
It'll be October.
True.
October
be hot, but it won't be like that, bro.
October be hot the whole fucking month. And then on Halloween it'd be cold. I'd be like, what the fuck, bro? we out here trick-or-treating and shit. It's been hot the whole month. But now all of a sudden it's then got cool and the wind blowing and shit. But yeah, that, like, what would you cosplay, I guess, you know what I'm saying, to be different and bring attention to? Let's do that real quick. Cause I know Jay just said Gambit. So let's run with that.
That, like, nobody else has done. That's a good one. I would have to think about that, bro.
Honestly, nobody did X-Men for real. I'll be real with you. I haven't seen no X-Men.
Outside of that Jean Grey, bro.
Jean Grey. That's true.
Like, for real, nobody really does X-Men.
Does X-Men like that.
But at the same time, we be at a lot of anime cons, though. We don't really be at, like...
That's true.
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, yeah.
We should do it ourselves, make it a group cosplay. Just everybody take an X-Men and roll.
Bro, I want to get a fucking, since I already got a handicap sticker, if that's the case, I will fucking go buy a fucking electric wheelchair, paint that bitch MB. Yellow, and Professor X, I promise you.
How would you like be like bald though, Steve?
I can get a bald cap. Or I'll buy the shit. I'll buy the shit and Bo can be Professor X. And I'll
Let's go. Let's go.
I have no problem doing that shit, bro.
And Bo would be Professor X.
Bro, Bo could be
to me, bro, my X-Man.
Bro, with the big ass legs in a wheelchair would be crazy.
Like, to me, my X-Man.
But
I'm sure I think I'll probably do something from JJK though. I'll probably be Yuta. I haven't seen like Yuta cosplays like that, and like he's my favorite character in the series, so I'll probably do Yuta.
What about you, bro?
Let's see. So I'm watching this new anime that came out this fall called Marshall. Marshall.
Yes, sir. Right. Marshall.
I would definitely like cosplaying because that uniform looks fire.
Bro, I watched the first episode this past weekend. That shit is funny as hell, bro.
I ain't mad at that one. Shit is fine. So I did Electro when Jamie Foxx was that nigga. Oh, I did the Jamie Foxx Electro
for
one.
For real?
Yeah, I've done Jamie Foxx Electro.
Oh, shit.
That shit was super easy. I bought the fucking mask and I put on a gray hoodie. That shit was super easy. Because that nigga was wearing the gray hoodie in the street.
That's a fact. Bro, that movie's so bad, bro.
Bro, I love Jamie Foxx's Electro, though. I thought he was great. I did that one. I did Hancock before.
You did Hancock?
Yeah. I did Hancock when that nigga was like supposed to be crazy drunk. I had the fucking brown paper bag. I had a real beer can, but I rinsed it out obviously because they wouldn't let me bring it in. But I had all that shit. I've done Philly the Kid. I've done Corazon.
Light Yagami.
What's weird because I feel like a lot more people should do Light Yagami. That should be way easier. But so I don't know. As a character that I feel like people don't normally do, what one character that I have always wanted to do, but I don't feel like I have the body type, quote unquote, for it, is fucking Kamina from Gurren Lagann. Like just a fucking red cape and shit like that. I want to do that. I've always wanted to do Brook from One Piece, but I'm starting to see more people do it, so I don't want to do it anymore. But
I think you still do Brick. Just do it,
bro. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I seen the dude that was at the con last time, but at MomoCon, he had a whole fucking mask though. I don't want to do a mask. I want to hire one of the cosplayers that be doing all the paint. That real good one. Shout out to Even. She be doing like good cosplay, whatever. If she would paint my face and make me look like Brooke, I would do Brooke. Like for real. That would be a character that I would definitely do. But yeah, I don't really know.
It's super difficult to like.
Maybe what's the old dude from My Hero, the Grapes? What's his name? I forgot his name. Maybe throwing the fucking grapes off.
Mineta.
Bro, I would do Mineta because I don't feel like nobody.
Bro, you would be a fucking menace, bro.
I don't feel like nobody ever chooses that.
You want to know who you should cosplay as, Steve? Shao Tucker.
Bro, me and Skylar been plotting this shit for like years.
But hey, y'all, what?
We can't find a doll costume. That is the biggest thing. If we can find a doll costume, We've been plotting this for years.
Last Y'all been year, plotting a Shaw Tucker.
Nina Tucker.
And Nina Tucker cosplay.
For at really? Least 3 years, bro. At least 3 years. Me and Skylar have been plotting Nina and Shaw Tucker for like 3 years. The issue
it's
is...
It's about costume on Amazon.
There are, but they're not like... Like Nina would
it's
like...
Not, it's not the dog. It's yeah, not the dog.
It's yeah, not, there's a lot the of dog. Dogs. Yeah, there's a lot of dog, but to find like the blonde colored yellow dog or whatever,
yeah,
is
yeah.
hard as fuck. And we've been, bro, we've been trying, but we cannot find that hoe. And I swear, if we can find that shit, I will do that. And me
bro,
and
that shit'll be hilarious, bro. That shit'll be mm-hmm. so fucking funny,
bro. Bro,
shout out to it, bro. I can picture you just walking around with the fucking glasses.
Bro, we want to do that shit so bad, bro. We've been trying for like 3 years. Last year, me and Skylar ended up doing Corazon and Law, but we was trying to find the Nina yeah. and Shaw Tucker thing, but that finding the fucking yellow Labrador, bro, is hard as fuck to find, bro. That shit is hard.
That shit funny, bro. If y'all was to pull that shit off, bro, y'all, yeah. bro, I think literally everybody would be like trying to stop y'all to take pictures and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Actually, the year before that, when Skylar was Canary.
Canary, yeah, I remember.
Skylar was at a point where she didn't even want to cosplay no more because niggas
so
kept
many
stopping
people.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like she really wanted to like buy art and do different shit like that. And niggas kept on stopping her to take a picture, and they wanted her to take a picture. And then at the cosplay competition, which, you know what I'm saying, Skylar kind of like don't want like that kind of attention. So she was sitting in the audience, and they was like, does anybody in the audience want to come on stage and model their cosplay? And like, you know, all the anime community, they fuck with Skylar. Yeah. So they always like, go, go, go.
She not fucking with it.
Bro,
yeah.
She bust out crying. She was like, no, no, I don't want to do it. And she started crying. It was like, oh, dang, my bad. Everybody was like, dang, my bad, or whatever. But that was the first time I had ever seen her like act like that. Cause I thought like she was just going, oh, no, I don't want to do it. Like, kind of like that. But then when she started crying,
like,
I was like,
real,
oh,
for
shit.
Real. Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
You know what's interesting about that? It's I hate that you experience that, but like this happens to every single cosplayer that do the black characters. It's always a million and one pictures, bro. Like perfect example. Like, I mean, I say it here, and can't nobody else do the cosplay better than me, so don't even try. Let me tell y'all what it is. Not y'all, it's everybody else to this podcast. But when I do the nigga from Bleach that makes the Jean Patos, I need y'all to leave me alone. Leave me alone. Like, I'll take a few pictures or whatever, but I already know how it's about to be because I'm about to be kind of muscular.
Yeah.
I'll be all the way fit. How he looked like, you know what I'm saying? He got locks. I got locks. I'm putting my shit in a puffy ponytail type shit. I'm going to wear the glasses. I'm spray painting the side of my head. I'm doing everything like correct so I can take pictures. But when it get overwhelming, I feel silent, bro. Like, hell no. Fuck that shit. Like, it get like that with the black cosplayers, but she did Canary, though. Canary is, if you do it right, Canary gonna get a lot of flicks, and I hate to say it, but it does.
Cause she pretty much had, you know, a black suit was easy, and then, you know what I'm saying, she got like a stick from Walmart. She painted the stick in black shoe polish. She painted that
smart,
and then she got a small styrofoam ball, and then she immersed it in gold paint, and then poured it out. And then just stuck that shit on the stick. And then that was it, bro.
Yeah.
And that, I'm talking about, her ass went viral on fucking Twitter, viral on fucking Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like people was coming up to her, was like, I saw you on Twitter. I saw you on Facebook. Like, they wasn't even actually any Twitter people that we fuck with. And they was like, can I please take a picture with you? I saw you on Twitter. And she just was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one time she was like in the middle of a transaction. Like trying to buy a fucking poster for her. And somebody was like, I'm so sorry. I saw you on Facebook like a few minutes ago. I was like, bro, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I could tell she was getting annoyed with that shit. So she was like, I'm not cosplaying no more. And then we ended up doing the Law cosplay where she felt like so many people cosplay Law, nobody would stop her. But we want to do the Nina Shaw Tucker joint. But
bro, y'all gotta do that. Yeah.
if we do that shit, I was like, you guys will get prepared. Like, niggas is going to stop you. Like,
yeah, that can probably be the what's it called? Grand closing. The grand closing of cosplay. I gotta do that shit.
Yeah, bro. I was like, that should be a Sunday. I said, because if you do it on a Saturday,
yeah, it's, like, it's gonna be
your class. Your class on Saturday. You're done.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like a whole bunch of people. But I wanna, yo, I gotta give flowers to Tay on Saturday. Remember that man cook?
Yes, shout out mac and cheese, bro.
Bro, shout out to the mac and cheese, the baked beans, shout out to them burgers. That shit was incredible.
Them burgers
bro.
Were fire, bro.
Fam, them burgers was super fire. Them shits was good as fuck.
Yes, yeah, bro.
Big shout out to Tay, man. Like, shout and then we. Yeah, we was just at his crib. We was just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling. It was good vibes all around. And yeah, I think we were there from like 5 or 6 o'clock until maybe like 10 or something like that. Oh yeah, 8 or 9.
Because we ended up catching the rest of the Celtics
Heat game. Oh yeah, the game. Yeah, for sure.
That But yeah, that shit was fire. Then we was all talking about shout out to the kitchen because there was people in the living room
bro.
Watching Harry Potter. But the
mid Potter,
was
watching mid Potter.
Not too much, bro. All right.
Yeah. That shit was on. I was like, bro, why is this mid on this TV screen?
Bro, and they was doing a marathon. They watched three of them. I'm like, bro, what?
Bro,
how many
did they watch? What, 3 or 4?
They watched
something
three
like
of
that
them. Because yeah. When we walked in, one of them was ending, and so then, they automatically started another one. And then as we was leaving, they were starting another one. No, they had already started another one before we left. So they was on like 4 and 5. They did 4 and 5 while we was there, and I guess 3 was ending. But yeah, they was literally doing a Harry Potter binge. But that nigga said like. I can't remember who it was, but she was like, I think it was Nay or Jay, but they was like, the only wholesome person in here is him. And they pointed at his son.
and that nigga flamed his son, bro.
Bro, he flamed his son up so bad, bro. That shit was hilarious, nigga. Like, shout out to Tay for that shit, because that's some shit that I would do. A lot of people be like, oh, I love my kids. I never say, bro, I be flaming them up and they flame me up, as y'all saw. Nigga Skylar definitely was on my head one day. But yeah, that's what I do. And the reason why I do that is because nigga kids be flaming people up at high school and shit like that, and they need to be on that shit. So yeah. So I don't think Skylar's gonna have to worry about anything. Now my other ones might, but nigga Skylar gonna be good. Bro, the way she flamed me up, bro.
I know you were talking about the kitchen, bro. There was some wild convos, bro. Like what?
The kitchen was wild, bro.
Yeah, the kitchen was wild, man. Shout out to everybody who was there for sure. It was really hilarious.
Big facts. And then we about to play the "This Game Will Get You Drunk." I was like, bro, we already kind of.
Nigga, we already here.
We already kind of
feel. We already arrived at drunk. It was too late for that shit.
That's
a fact.
I mean, thanks to Gojo bringing that fish, bro. And then on top of that,
he brought the fish again on Saturday. Like
he said that he had 20 pounds of fish.
20 pounds?
Bro. So this is the thing, right? Shout out to Gojo for even anticipating that. He was thinking that we about to have like, you know, like 60, 70 people. Because we got a backyard too. We need to go to the backyard.
So he
was telling me, bro, tell people that you know, that you trust, like, you know, they can come to the crib. I'm like, all right, cool, no problem type shit. He thinking it's about to be like, you know, a massive amount of people. But, you know, we kept it just, you know, close to the fam type shit. And
for sure.
That was it. But he was prepared just in case if we did have that many people. Which is gonna be insane if
you
did.
Yeah, that nigga, bro, he had hella fish. I was like, sheesh. And bro, that shit was good as fuck too.
Big fact.
Shit, I should have been there to eat some fish then.
Bro, I was trying to be respectful Like, I was like,
fuck is special. You give me fish, I'm gonna eat it.
I want to see you like everybody else, though. But I've always been like, you know what I'm saying, everybody eats first and then you kind of get your shit later. And I everybody had fucked up the fish and he was still cooking some, but like I couldn't eat fish for like almost an hour. I was like, dang,
you was mad at me. Like, all
right, I'm not gonna do that shit no more.
Shout out to Steve. Me and Jay was doing the pod on Friday. He was bringing in the drinks, bro. Mm-hmm. That tequila and that.
Steve, a fucking honorary Sogo High member, bro.
Steve was the goat, bro.
You was bringing the plates. Shout out to Nate too. They was bringing the plates too. But Steve was really keeping the drinks going between him and Barry, bro. It was on it, bro.
Tequila, you mixed that shit with some juice. With some juice, I don't know what the fuck it was, bro. That shit had me right.
hey, Rob, this nigga can make some drinks, bro. Hey, see, you got to make that again at drink time, bro.
I used to be a bartender before I joined the Army.
I never knew.
So from the age 16 till 24, I was a bartender.
You was a bartender at 16, nigga?
Bro, it's stupid as shit. I can bartend at your bar. Like, basically, I was working as a busboy, but they can change your positions.
Wow.
So they moved me to cocktail, so I was just serving, and I was good at cocktails. So they was like, oh, yeah, we'll just move you into the bar. So they was like,
at 16 years old.
There's no laws against selling alcohol. You just can't drink alcohol.
But you just can't drink it. That's so fucking
backwards. Texas is weird.
Yeah, so I was at Cheddar's.
Oh, in Texas.
Yeah, I was at Cheddar's working as the bartender and busboy and shit at Cheddar's.
Okay.
And then I moved over to Fridays and Red Lobster. I done been everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the only job I've ever had, like, before I joined the Army, was just restaurants. So I worked
doing restaurant stuff. Okay.
Red Lobster, On the Border, Texas Roadhouse, all that shit. So, like, from 16 to 24, that's all I really did was bartending. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. Okay. And then I finally was like, I need to get benefits for these kids and shit like that. So that's what I ended up getting into the army.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So like, if y'all ever want me to make drinks, I know how to
make sure. Man, that shit was right. I was like, okay.
He picked the perfect tequila, bro. Because shout out to Herradura. I mean, shout out to my own sponsor, Tequila Heavy. But Herradura is a great mixer of tequila, bro. And
he did it right with that. I seen you drinking it on stream, bro. That's really what it was. Like, you had asked for Avion. I went in there and they was like, oh, we don't have Avion. But I had seen this nigga drinking it on one of his Twitch streams before. And I was like, just give me the big bottle of Herradura. And they was like, okay. And I got the fucking big bottle. Yeah. And I told that nigga, I was
you
like,
did
I,
that, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, yeah, I seen that nigga drinking it. So it is what it is.
So I killed that bitch. And they was gonna be like, and they gotta drive home. Nah, I'll be all right. Down the street, 10 minutes. Yeah. We ain't hit no highway.
Yeah, it
was good. So like, what are like, if anybody has any like last thoughts about like the this past weekend at MomoCon? Because for me, I just like I said, it was dope. That was my second con. You know, just ever being that, and it was cool. I'm definitely gonna be back next year too. I'm definitely going back. Definitely going
back. Bro, bring your ass next year, bro.
Yeah, you gotta come on, Bo. Yeah.
So long as no last minute, I'll be there.
I'm not gonna cap, bro. We did this shit at the last minute. We put this shit together so last minute, but we made the shit work. I think that's what made it really cool, bro. We made everything worked, and it was still a great ass time. It was still a good ass time. So, yeah, really did, I'm bro. Definitely gonna be back next year for like, sure.
Literally put it together. Like, we put it together so last minute. Y'all heard me. Y'all heard me on the last episode buying the tickets.
The fucking plane ticket. Yeah,
like I was buying the plane tickets last episode. Like literally. So that shit was last minute. We fucking got our camera work and shit done. Shout out to Leroy for the mics.
shout out to Leroy for sure. I already know, bro, this content that's about to come from MomoCon is about to be top notch. It's about to be funny as hell.
Big facts, bro. Like, he sent me one video of Tyler from my
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he sent me one, but he was all like, he was still out of town himself. He's out of town. So he's like, I'm gonna edit it and make it look real nice later on. But he
can do it later. Okay, yeah.
You said Leroy did that shit?
Yeah, Leroy be doing that shit.
Oh,
yeah, he goaded, bro.
Oh, yes, sir.
You talking about Leroy from Cerebrus, right?
No,
Leroy, you met Leroy at DreamCon last year.
Oh, shit. Okay, that I remember. Big,
nigga's like 6'3.
Yeah,
that nigga. So, you met him, but yeah, shout out to him. He also Patreon. Shout out to the Patreon niggas.
Can I just say real quick, shout out to Blanket Gang, shout out to Anime Geek Retreat, you know, my dog Jasiri, my boy Jay. They show hella love if they stand. They got the Geek Claws at LLC. Facts. We had a little turn up session right there.
Ichigo. That nigga came over there rapping, bro. I have that shit on video. I know Jay probably got that shit perfectly. Yeah.
Oh, I'll put that bitch up tomorrow. That's next piece of fucking content that's going up.
Bro, this nigga just came over and just started just freestyling random shit. And we was like, we was gassing the fuck out of that shit.
And he was killing it though, bro. And he really did his thing. He was snapping. Who else? Shout out to everybody for Slice of Life or Slice of Anime. I'm sorry. Seen the whole gang, some of the gang was there. Let me see. Shout out to Mobcast, of course. Trying to think, who else did I see?
Those anime girls.
Shout out to P.
What's the
house niggas? What's up, bro?
What's those dudes that we seen on Friday? At the con.
Oh, Anime Kickback, my folks.
No. It was them too. I think they had Blue Lock cosplays.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about my boy Preston and my boy Joe. Anime Podcast, what it's called. Shout out to my boy Joe. You know, he's an NFL player, professional NFL athlete that does anime content. Shout out to the Tennessee Titans, that's where he is right now, so we'll see where he go in the offseason. And of course, shout out to my boy Preston. Preston is as famous as y'all think he is. Y'all might know him as Mr. Music Major. That's my guy. Shout out to Barocky Boys, you know what I'm saying? Trying to think what else. Who else I see? And shout out to what's their name on Instagram? I'm about to look this shit up while I'm talking. The girls that fucking interviewed me, which is an insane fucking interview. Shout out to the Trade Hunters, the girl that did Hitoni Miku. Y'all seen them, the two tall girls that came over there. One of them did the Starfire cosplay.
The first ones that asked for your autograph.
Yeah, them.
Nigga got double autographed up.
I don't want to hear that shit, bro. Be quiet, bro. I'm doing curls, bro. Relax.
I'm doing curls. Give me some more aggressive.
Relax.
Give me some more aggression.
Okay.
But yeah, I love them, bro. They were amazing. They could do pop-ups and shit like that. They really, really good people. They live here in the A, so it was good to see them and finally meet them in person. So that's all I got, man. That's my takeaway from the time. Just say what's up to everybody and appreciate them, you know, showing love and receiving that love back that we give to them. So it's really good to see.
Nice. Steve, you got any last words about MomoCon?
Last words. It was cool meeting everybody. If y'all see us at the cons, bro, just speak. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't have to kind of be shy about it. We had a few people come up to us, you know what I'm saying? And no offense to nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people kind of have their things about talking to people and stuff like that. But, man, just speak. You know what I'm saying? Just holler at us.
We don't bite.
You don't have to be shy.
Unless you ask.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm like Rob Tyson in this bitch. But like I had one person tap me on the shoulder, but then he was standing on the other side.
But you said what, Steve?
I had one dude tap me on the shoulder, but he was standing on the other side of me. So, like, I looked at the other way, and this nigga was, like, right in my face, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, but I was
spoiler,
like,
Steve?
Bro, is that you?
Is that you, spoiler, Steve?
Bro, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Just speak, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta, I mean, I don't care if you touch me or nothing like that, but it was just like, that was kind of an awkward entrance. It was like, you know what I'm saying? I looked the other way and then I turned around and you stare at me in the face. That's awkward as fuck. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it is what it is. Like, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for, you know, fucking with the pod and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just speak to us, bro. Y'all don't have to be weird about it or nothing like that and be nervous. Like, I'm not gonna hurt you. I don't think none of these niggas is gonna hurt you. We all cool. You yeah. know, Cam might do some shit to you. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Cam just protective, bro. She'll protect
you. Yeah. Cam would slap you with a titty or something like that.
But, oh, yo, yeah. Oh, all
right. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shit, that might be a good, you know, for some of you weird ass niggas, might be a good, you know, thing to do. Be awkward to her. But yeah, she might
be courage and witness.
But yeah, man, like, that's the only thing with me. Like, I enjoyed everything. It was cool meeting everybody for the first time. Shout out to the niggas that like French toast, because there's a group of people, individuals from Annie Twitter, that don't like sweet bread or French toast.
Which is
and shit
insane
like that.
To me, bro.
That's insane.
French like, toast is good.
Like, that is crazy. So I won't call those individuals out, Nate. But that is fucking crazy that y'all don't like fucking French toast. That's crazy. But yeah, that was the only takebacks I got.
My mama.
Oh, and fucking Optimus is famous too. Quit pretending not famous as well, bro. You are also famous. Shout out to Cerebus Entertainment. You are Big famous, facts. Bro. Shout out to the honored ones. We all are honored ones. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the gang. But yeah, you're famous as well, and you're trying to pretend like you're not, bro. And you are, bro. So yeah.
I'm definitely famous, bro. Shout out to Cerebus, man. Shout out to the family. Y'all definitely famous. All of them famous. So we were Keenan, Shanice, shit, a lot of us, bro. Bob, Leroy, me.
Yeah. Shit, me.
But yeah, you niggas are famous as well. Rob, what's your takeaway from MomoCon?
I went first.
Oh, you went first.
Okay, so we all went. My bad.
The moonshine
is kicking in. I'm not gonna lie.
I went first. My brother, I think we can talk about the
expectations
coming up. Expectations for a DreamCon. We are less than a month away. Well, we're at exactly
2 months.
We're exactly two months away. It's July 30th. Yeah, because it starts on July the 28th and it ends on the 30th. But bro, we're 2 months away from DreamCon. It's about that time, bro. And bro, I feel like this shit came really fucking quick, man. Like, this came out of nowhere.
A year is not that long. Like, people be saying, thinking a year is long. It's not really as long as you think it is.
Yeah, it's not long.
That's true. But man, because I'm getting there Thursday, Thursday morning. So I'm going to be with the shits, going to be chilling. Hopefully these niggas can have these pre-registration bads at a good time, because
hey RDC, release the schedule, bro. Please,
bro. Because I'm trying to hit this fucking boat party that's at 3:30, and I'm hoping that I can still get my badge.
You're gonna have to get your badge on Friday, bro. Like, you might as well don't even risk it, because Austin traffic and shit like that too. And that lake is 40, it's 45 minutes.
It's like 50 minutes away. Yeah.
Right now, that's no traffic. Imagine bro. Yeah, you might as well just charge it to the game and get your badge on Friday, because it's not possible.
I mean, what they did last year was kind of like really good for people that
pulled up on Wednesday
and Thursday. I truly think they will at least let them go early. I think so. This is my personal belief. Call me conspiracy theorist, it's fine. I do think that RDC is just watching who's creating events and who's like doing the schedules for their own things. So they're kind of just waiting for everybody to do their shit first. And then they announce their shit after. because they did the same thing last year. It was like people announcing events and what their plans were. And they were monitoring things before they ended up releasing that schedule. It's kind of unfortunate that it was super late that niggas found out what was what. But I think learning from last year, they should at least try to release the schedule a little bit earlier. I hope it's in June they release it. Maybe like the second, third week of June.
Man, I hope so.
Don't release it the first week of July like they did last year. They released it the first week of July and niggas were very confused. But if you don't have the MomoCon app, you don't have the DreamCon app, go ahead and download that for sure. They've been updating certain things on there too. I think that the panel schedules will be coming out soon. So I hope so.
How
that works out.
I hope they do it. The only thing is with you saying like they're gonna release it early. Me and Rob went to Waffle House, and I looked at the exact time. We was at Waffle House at 1:50. When we uploaded those pictures. So even if we somehow, you know what I'm saying, got there, you're talking about 3 o'clock is when they dropped the tickets. And then the boat party started at 3:30. You're not going to make it 55 minutes across the thing. So even if they
wait and see, man.
Hopefully they do it earlier. Because I remember we also was in line for like another 45 minutes or whatever. That shit going to be crazy to try to do. I'm not even going to try to risk it. I'm going to just go straight to the boat if that's what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, push on the sir. I'm going straight to the boat too. I can't risk that. I'm going to the gym that morning. Steve, we're going to lift ATX. That's where we're going to work out. So it's the DreamCon deadlift party is definitely happening too. We're doing that probably on.
Shout out to
Oh, what's up, gang? We're probably doing a deadlift party at like, I think it'll be Thursday or Friday ish. Okay. But we'll keep y'all posted though for sure.
Big fact.
Sounds like a plan.
Bo, what's your expectations for DreamCon?
My expectations is, let's see. Well, I hope it's more organized for one. Get there. My expectations is when I get there, the boat party will actually have less niggas than.
Bro, trust me, bro. It's gonna be less dudes, bro. Trust me.
Because I'm at the party that went to DreamCon last year, man. Dicks everywhere, you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ, bro. Jesus Christ. please.
Pause. But yeah.
Eden is a part of it, though. So, you know, she's going to bring out the baddies, bro.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay, cool. Okay,
Eden's going to bring out the baddies. So, yeah, that's something we definitely don't have to worry about at all.
Okay, all right.
Look, the girlies will be there.
Look, let's do it. Too many of us folks and last party of after party, and it was too much. But yeah, that and you know, just gonna have a good time, seal up faces, new faces, old faces that were met from last DreamCon.
Yep,
and you know, just have a blast. And have fun moments, you know, fun moments that we can all laugh and share. Just like the gas station one, you know.
Here we go. LSF.
This nigga Bo let LSF get punked at the gas station. Whole 6'9" nigga sitting in the car watching somebody.
Bro,
shame on you, Bo. Shame on you. Would have never happened, especially we in Texas, like we in Dallas. No, absolutely not.
It looked safe when he walked in there.
But yeah, no, absolutely not. My shit is in the building. like I didn't fly on no plane or nothing. My shit is in the building. Please act accordingly when you see me, my niggas.
I think I'm gonna say there's one thing that I'm looking forward to is seeing the people who were not able to go last year that are going this year that I didn't get to, you know, link up with and see from last year. And I'm also going to take more pictures, bro. That's one thing that I want to do. I want to take more pictures with people because, yeah, I need to do a much better job at doing that.
I actually, I should have did that at MomoCon because I literally took that picture with Hub Taku. Shout out to Hub Taku. I took that picture with JB, and then I took that picture with us. Those are the only three pictures that I
actually, wait, for real?
Oh, I'm dead serious. Those are the only
the whole weekend.
Pictures. Yeah, I've took like I like recorded video of stuff that was going on at MomoCon. Yeah, but like of me, you know what I'm saying, with people. Like it's me, you, and Johnny for that MomoCon picture. Yeah, the Otaku joint, and then the JB picture.
Yeah, bro, I'm about to be like have my phone out, taking selfies with just everybody, bro. Just just because.
I need to do a better job of that. I'm not really a picture person.
Same here. Same here. But same it's just something cool to do. You might as well, bro.
I'm not a picture person. I'm not like the hype nigga either. So like when y'all was like dancing and joking with Ichigo, I kind of faded into the background. I was like, okay, y'all got it. Like that's just not me. I'm more of a laid back ass nigga. So like that's another thing too. I wish I could be more of, but that's just not me. I'm hella laid back. But yeah, I definitely want to take more pictures and stuff like that for DreamCon and shit like that.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, let me see. Yeah, we're 2 months away, so we just gotta wait and see what happens, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So cannot wait.
I'm trying to do insanity for these 2 months before DreamCon.
You gotta get right, yep. Gotta get right.
Because I don't eat right, so I might as well try to at least get a.
You gotta stay, bro, Steve. We cannot have you relapsing after 2 days on chicken, bro. Day zero.
I've made 8 tweets since that day.
Bro, we gotta have some self-control, dog.
I've made
self-control. What happened?
Bro, so like on April like 30th or something like that, I was like, I'm not gonna eat fried chicken no more. And literally, I've made like 8 different retweets since April, like basically this month of me saying day zero.
Relapsing back to the fried chicken, bro.
Fried chicken happens, bro. Don't overthink it, bro. I mean, I do indulge in a spicy filet from Chick-fil-A about once every 2 weeks, but I don't do no bread though. As long as you don't get the bread, you should be straight.
Once every 2 weeks is strong, nigga. I can't do
that. That's what I'm
saying. I'd be 3 days in. Bro, 3 days in. Just fucking drove past a Williams Chicken or a Popeyes or churches, and I'd be like,
"You can do it, bro. I have faith in you, bro. We are in this together." Cause I'm not eating no more fast food, no sweets or nothing like that neither. So,
well, I already don't eat sweets. I really don't eat fast food outside of chicken,
bro.
And then
it'd be shakes for me, bro. I just, bro, them shakes be fire. I'd be like, bro, you don't need a shake right now. Like, you need to stop. So that's pretty much, like, for me, that's the main thing is them shakes. But starting tomorrow, no mas. I'm quitting tomorrow.
Low-key, and then fucking snow cones. Snow cones is something that I fuck with.
Snow cones. I had a snow cone in a minute.
Bro, snow cones is like, I'm definitely a snow cone in Austin for sure. I'm not playing that game.
I definitely be fucking up the snow cone.
I mean, you know what's like interesting about like, even being in the training arc is really just about the eating portion. Like,
the eating portion is
the fight. The eating is the fight. For sure.
Literally,
like, for sure. Like I've cut anything artificial sugar. So like, if it's not honey or something like that, like or like the fruit, I can't do it. So I've been trying to just lay off of that shit. And even like putting my sugar. Sometimes people put sugar in oatmeal to kind of make it a little bit sweeter. And then I'm just like, nope, I'm not doing that either. If it ain't brown sugar, at least. You know what I'm saying? So that's been the biggest fight for me is the sugar portion. And I do have a sweet tooth. And so I'm glad, you know, shout out to Ghost Lifestyle. Cinnabon Whey Protein and Sour Patch Kid BCAAs. And all of that. So that's it.
That's really what it is, bro. If I can just eat healthy, I'll be straight. But my issue is that I don't. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't even been doing no like core workouts or anything either. So for the next 2 months, I'm gonna do core workouts on top of that. So try to eat better. But if I can't, at least I'm doing core workouts on top of that and stuff like that.
Yeah, bro.
And your ass doing insanity, bro. You wild, man. I don't know why the fuck you're doing that
shit. I've done insanity. Like I did it once right before I joined the army. And then I did that shit while I was in the army. But this is a different experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't been doing cardio at all. So this is going to be a whole different experience. Like, I was on day one today, and I was like, pause. Like, I was like, they was like, don't stop. I was like, shit. And I pressed pause on the video.
Shit.
I have the remote, nigga. What are you talking about? Don't stop.
Shit.
That's it, funny, but he put the emphasis on the head part.
Telling me don't stop like I don't have a remote in my hand. I was like, nigga,
what? It's
pause like a bit. I was like, nope. That hell was a 22 minute video. I ended up working out for like 45 minutes because I was like, woof. I was like, I'm gonna do the whole workout, but I'm gonna pause, I'm gonna take breaks. So, I mean, other than that, it'll be cool. Shoot, y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about for the cons experience, or y'all good?
I'm good, and I'm pretty sure we'll like come back to this conversation as we get much closer to DreamCon. So yeah, that's all I got on it.
All right, so MomoCon wrap up. Pretty good experience. Think we all fucked with it. Everybody plug your social medias. We'll go with the person that had the least to talk about today because he missed out.
Shout you gotta out come to next year, Bo. Gotta come to MomoCon next year, bro.
I'll be at next year. You can follow me on Twitter and Twitch. Same tag, both on there. You can follow me on that, on those platforms. You can also follow me on my YouTube as well, YouTube channel. I make clips of video games and also like I have another channel for like other things I'm interested in. And you can follow me on Instagram. It's Bo with a zero, done did it. Can't really have the whole Bo done did it, a regular Bo done it, because the dog stole the name. So, So it's Bo with a zero, and then done did it. So, not Bo done did, Bo with a zero done did, because like I said, a dog stole my picture. So if you type in Bo done did it, and you friend the dog, I'm going to hate you. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Let's do Johnny. Mid-workout, Johnny.
Yeah, bro. What was the question? I was in the middle of the list.
Plug your socials, brother.
We're just plugging the socials.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Follow me on every single social media website at Jaylee Trey, JayLeeTrey. Just like my last name and shit.
Jaylee Trizzle.
On top of that, Jaylee Trizzle. Yeah, I'm about to take that. I'll take it for that. Also, as well, definitely check me out on stream at Twitch. twitch.com/JaylleeTrey1. Street Fighter 6 come out this weekend, so I'll be on that for sure. We will be streaming that shit. And then something, what else? Oh yeah, please follow Inside the Mountain Blur, follow Seattle Culture Podcast, follow Anime Kickback on Instagram, Anime Kickback 1 on Twitter. And then last but definitely not least, please follow at Shogo High, SHOUGOHIGH, the best anime classroom in Spacecast. A lot of more content coming from MomoCon. Also, we launching a YouTube as well, so there's that. And it's going to be some crazy time, bro. It's going to be a good time, man. Content is up. DreamCon on the way. About to be sick.
Yes, Robert.
Yo, you can follow me on Twitter at _ Rob J, RobJay. You know what I'm saying? Of course, follow Shogo High, like Jay said. And also, the Shogo High Collective is on all podcast streaming streaming platforms on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you do us a favor and follow us on Instagram as well at ShogoHighPod. We have a lot of content from this past weekend coming, bro. Jay is putting in that work, bro. That first video, it looks really, really, really fucking good, bro. Jay is putting in the work and it looks great. It looks good. And yo, we have so much more content coming. And also, just like you said, we also have a YouTube channel coming. So yes, follow ShogoHigh on all social media platforms and fuck with us on Spotify and on Apple, because we do the space on Twitter on Friday, but I know there are some people who probably can't make it. So tap into us on them streaming platforms, man. We would really appreciate it. Follow the Blurred Mind Pod. Mm-hmm. You can actually go to theblurredmindpod.com. We have a fucking website, bro. Shout out to Bo the GOAT. I'ma always shout out Bo for that, because that shit is really dope. So you can find all of our links on there, all of our episodes, the Patreon. Yo, this Patreon is about to get popping. I have some thoughts, some ideas. Steve has thoughts. Bo has thoughts. Everybody has, bro. We about to get this shit popping. You can follow us on the Patreon for just $2 or more if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Or more. You know. But that's all I got. You know, you're gonna say what, Steve?
I'm saying if you want to give some more, you know what I'm saying? You can go to the higher tiers, you know what I'm saying? If you want to.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, for sure.
We ain't paying you for shit. We're just saying that if you want to.
Facts.
Voluntarily want to, you know.
Yes, sir. But yep, that's all I got, man.
You can follow me at ScubaSteve1428 on all social media. Follow the Blurred Mind Pod. .com, the Blurred Mind Pod on Twitter. There's a link tree in there that'll lead you to everybody's social medias. If you couldn't keep up with everybody's social medias, you can just follow that and then you click the link tree and everybody's social media is in there. Shout out to Concel Moon. Shout out to, if you're listening to this, man, pull up to your pull up your local Webtoon app and then
facts.
Pull up Wake the Dead for me. That is something that I've worked really hard on. And chapter one is up. I think we're at 400 views in 4 days or 5 days. Ooh, so
that's fine. Okay. Like, congratulations, like, bro. That's dope. That's super dope.
I appreciate it. I just want to keep that energy. Let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Like, Payback chapter two is finished. If you follow the Blurred Mind Pod TikTok, you can actually look at a sneak peek of the cover art for Payback Chapter 2, which I haven't shared on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or nothing like that.
That's only just on TikTok, niggas?
Only on TikTok, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get that following up as well. And then, other than that, I think that's it. Shout out to all the niggas that didn't pull up today. Double O is joining. He's enjoying his time with the lady and stuff like that. Cam is in swimming classes. Kid is on break, Hydro is on break, and shout out to fucking Keisha, who was pissed off that we didn't tell her that we was in Atlanta, but she'd be all right. but yeah, man, other than that, I mean, she see it in our bios, but they all say going to MomoCon. So, but yeah, man, shout out to everybody that couldn't be here. And other than that, we out. Peace.
Later days.
Bye.
Peace.